KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Paul Lancour in for Rachel Miro. Career Education Corporation says it will close 23 campuses and eliminate 900 jobs. Six of the for-profit company's 90 campuses are in California: the California Culinary Academy in San Francisco, the International Academy of Design and Technology in Sacramento, the Brooks Institute in Santa Barbara and Ventura, and two Le Cordon Bleu campuses in L.A. and Sacramento. The company has not yet announced which campuses it will close. It reported a net loss of $33 million this quarter and a 23% drop in new student enrollment. Career Education says its credit agreement expired October 31st and it hasn't been able to renew it. An investigation last year found several of the company's colleges reporting false placement rates. Its stock has fallen nearly 80% since then. The school year might get longer for students in the Los Angeles Unified School District. Citing passage of Prop 30, Superintendent John Deasy plans today to ask the Board of Education to rescind 10 furlough days. That would bring the district's academic year to 180 days, fulfilling the state-mandated calendar. If the board agrees, it would be the district's first full school year since 2008. There's a trade war brewing with China over solar panels, and California is right in the middle. Just last week, federal trade officials authorized sanctions against China for dumping solar components on the U.S. market below cost. China is the world's biggest producer of solar panels, and yet very few are installed there domestically. Many end up on rooftops here in California. Cheap solar has been good for California consumers, but bad for the state's own makers of solar energy hardware. As part of a series on China's push for sustainability, reporter Marjorie Sun has a reality check on that country's solar ambitions.
This is the headquarters of the world's largest maker of solar panels, SunTech Power. It's located in the city of Wuxi, about 80 miles west of Shanghai.
They print the material onto this, onto the pieces, and when it comes out, they can send the electricity. You see this?
SunTech intern Chung Young shows me a production line where machines pirouette and fabricate black wafers packed with photovoltaic cells. SunTech has similar operations at a new plant in Arizona. Until last year, SunTech and other Chinese solar companies shipped virtually all their products overseas. The influx of cheap solar panels has been blamed for troubles in the U.S. industry. In fact, SunTech is one of three Chinese panel makers being sued by the failed Fremont maker Solyndra for unfair competition. But now China's central government has launched a major initiative to jumpstart its own use of solar energy. Last year, the central government began subsidizing solar power projects. This year alone, China will have installed about 5 gigawatts of capacity, producing enough electricity to supply 2 million Chinese. That's almost a third more capacity than the U.S. is set to install this year. Although China's build-out barely puts a dent in its carbon footprint, the biggest in the world, Chinese solar companies and environmentalists are encouraged. Andrew Beebe is a SunTech executive based in San Francisco.
It took China a while to bring its solar program up to speed, and now that it's really up to speed, it's cranking.
Thanks to a subsidy known as a feed-in tariff. It's a subsidy for renewable energy that guarantees developers of these projects a reasonable return on their investments. The government pays developers a certain price per kilowatt hour to entice them to install solar. China's feed-in tariff is actually mimicking similar programs in Europe and the U.S. to promote wind and solar power. Alvin Lin is with the Beijing office of the American Environmental Group, NRDC.
The feed-in tariffs are really a pretty amazing policy tool for incentivizing renewable projects.
The Chinese program, like the European model, promotes large utility-scale solar projects. Rooftop installations are still relatively rare in China. So why the subsidy now? There are a host of reasons. Here's a big one, literally. China needs electricity to power its numerous new bullet trains. This one whisked me from Beijing to Shanghai, like going the full length of the California coast in just 5 hours. The nation also needs electricity for new factories and appliances bought by its growing middle class. China still gets about 70% of its power from coal, virtually all of it mined domestically until recently. The growing demand for electricity has outpaced even this country's coal production.
And now that China become coal net importer now, so that surprised everybody.
Yang Fucheng is an energy expert in NRDC's Beijing office. Yang says to offset this dependence on coal, both domestic and foreign, China wants to diversify its energy mix.
So the Chinese government say we have to save our resources.
And save its environment from the effects of burning all this coal, including carbon emissions. China is now the world's biggest contributor to global warming. So the central government has set an ambitious goal to produce over 11% of China's energy from non-fossil fuel by the end of the decade. That's slightly less than renewables now account for in U.S. electricity production. But for the short term,
you know, pain for companies is inevitable in a market that is about 60% oversupplied this year.
Nathaniel Bullard is an analyst at Bloomberg New Energy Finance in San Francisco. SunTech's share price, for instance, has plummeted from a high of $90 4 years ago to less than a buck now. Bullard will be watching whether the China Development Bank bails out some solar companies. If so, he says,
it would start to look like the kind of issue that could inflame this trade case even further.
However that shakes out, China's solar sector will still provide strong competition for firms in California and across the U.S. Beijing has already declared that by 2015, it will quadruple this year's solar installations. But here's the thing. Chinese throng this gigantic, glittering shopping center in downtown Shanghai, 13 floors filled with the latest fashions and trendy restaurants. The mall is a microcosm of an enormous challenge. No matter how ambitious China's solar program, it's up against hundreds of millions of people striving for a more Western lifestyle. And that will create the need for ever more megawatts to power the trappings of middle-class living. The race for power is on. For the California Report, I'm Marjorie Sun.
Next week, we conclude our series with a look at a huge challenge on both sides of the ocean, upgrading an obsolete power grid. That's the California Report for Tuesday, November 13th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Paul Lancour. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the California Endowment. Health happens with prevention at calendow.org.